Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What, who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy ever, man.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Well, well, well. Welcome into the Tom Abraham Show here on a Friday. You know, we call it Football Friday in the Doghouse. And yes, it is Football Friday in the Doghouse. But this one really has the feel of a Basketball Friday coming off of that game, right? And what better place to watch it than here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill? Not in Huntsville, but in Hoover. That's right. I'm down here tonight to handle play-by-play duties for the Birmingham Bulls and Pensacola Ice Flyers game later on tonight. So I'm down in Hoover. But naturally, tons of fans from both sides were here. Very festive atmosphere. TVs everywhere. I've got big screens in front of me, big screens behind me. You probably can hear some of the Georgia-Kentucky game coming over the speakers that are being pumped throughout the restaurant here. But I don't even know. If I were to make a guess, I'd have to say there's 35 TVs, flat screen TVs, and big screens that are in this building right now, all tuned in to now the Kentucky Georgia game and the aftermath of that. I don't even know what to call it. I mean, I don't even know what I just saw. I mean, what a game! I mean, Auburn raced out to a 10-point lead at the half. I mean, they were making threes. Alabama couldn't throw it in the ocean. DeSean Murray was 3 of 4 from downtown. He had 13 points. It really looked like Auburn was going to pull away. I mean, they were up by 10. I thought for sure at that point Auburn wins that game by 16 to 18 points. I figured, well, that's it. You know, Alabama popped their nut yesterday, and then this will be, let's see what they do here going forward, whether or not they're going to get into the big tournament or not. But then Colin Sexton happened, and the Tide opened up the second half on a 20-1 run. Against the number one seed in the league. A 28-3 at one point the run got to. And Sexton was just out of his mind. I mean, he ends up with 31 points, 6 of 8 from downtown, 5 of 5 from the line, and John Petty finally made a shot from the Tennessee Valley. It was his first in the entire tournament after missing his first 10 shots. He got in the act a little bit. Auburn didn't make a shot from the field in the first 10 minutes and 15 seconds of the second half. I mean, I'm no math major, but that's like the first half of the second half, I guess. I mean, it was bananas. It was crazy. The Tide were rebounding all of a sudden. They were making shots. I mean, it was just remarkable. And did you get the sense, what, about 7 or 8 minutes to go, it seemed like Auburn just said, screw it. Hey, just screw it. I mean, with 4 minutes to go in the game, it was a 31-point swing from halftime. It ended up 50-22 in the second half. That's just nuts. And then did you see Bruce Pearl after the game all fired up? I mean, he looked like his head was going to explode. Apparently, he got into it with the Alabama strength coach. I mean, not Scott Cochran. No, not Scott. That would have been a different result, I think. But basketball strength coach Lou Dineen must have said something that got Bruce Pearl fired up. Because Bruce, I mean, I thought he was going to die. I thought he was going to fall out. I mean, Bruce, you got to unbutton the top collar or something if you're going to do that. He looked like his head was going to pop right off of his shoulders. I mean, it just adds to the lore, doesn't it? Wow. Just crazy. And how much money has Colin Sexton made in the last 2 days? And did you hear the story about his grade? I didn't know he was a 4.0 GPA guy. That's out of four. I mean, he had one B his entire high school career? That's crazy. It was in a science class. He says he don't like science. He only got a B. He says that he likes math. Well, he better like math. He better know how to add seven figures over and over again. Holy mackerel. Now, we do have football music throughout the truncated show today, and we do have a Friday trifecta for you as well. Now, in this one, I need the winner of this SEC tournament, the winner of the ACC tournament, and the winner of the race in Phoenix. Now, with games going on as we speak, I'm going to tell you that you need to get your picks in by the time we go off the air today. And I've had this thing posted since last night on the Facebook and the Twitter. So you've had plenty of time to get in, unless you are not, you know, part of the great unwashed and haven't embraced the social media yet in the digital doghouse. Okay? Our winners will get tickets to an upcoming Havoc game, plus be entered in a drawing for the spring weekend at Talladega. And if you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll free at 866-485-9867. We also have that digital doghouse I was just speaking of. That's our Twitter feed, at Tom Abraham Show. You can go ahead and throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. The text window is 7329-TA-SHOW. That's 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open, tom@tomabraham.com. And check out the ump on the Facebook at Facebook.com/UmpSports. And look, you can also follow him on the Twitter at UmpSports and on the online at UmpSports.com. All of those things work. Before this game, Joe Lenardi had Alabama and Oklahoma in Dayton in a first four, don't call me a play-in game for the 11 seed. And Auburn, a 3 seed in Dallas. Which, you know, if you're going to be an 11 seed, doesn't it seem unfair that you got to play an extra game to be an 11 seed? I mean, you know, how did the 12 seed take it to go play? The 11 seed's got to play an extra game. So where will Alabama be now? And how high can it? What's the ceiling for Alabama? I don't know now. And what about Auburn? Do they fall to a 4? I don't know. Now, the rest of the Big Four are going in the SEC today. Kentucky's playing Georgia right now as we speak. Winner of that game gets the tie tomorrow in the semifinal. Tonight, it's UT and Mississippi State, and then Florida and that pesky Arkansas crew in the nightcap. In the ACC, your final four is Virginia and Clemson. They'll play in the first semifinal tonight on the ESPN, and then another epic Duke-North Carolina game set for tonight in the best college basketball rivalry on the planet, Duke-North Carolina, their third go-round tonight in the semi. So those are your final four if you're looking for your ACC team. Man, got a lot to get to. Let's get this guy introduced, though, quick, because coming up in the three is Steve Merrill. He'll be joining us to handicap the race and the games that are coming up this weekend. Then in the four, Jim Diamond from the Ringside Report is in, talking about the Preds, who got it to 10 in a row last night. That's a record. Followed by SEC insider Josh Ward with his thoughts on the final weekend, well, of the SEC tournament, obviously, here. And then we're Gonzo at 5:15 for the Big East tournament. It's part of our March Madness contract to bring you all of the championship basketball action this month. That cat over there behind the curtain playing the stacks of wax and platters and matter answering phones, pushing the buttons, making a keeping a sunny year. Right there in our Palatial Lump Studios, not here in Hoover, Alabama, where I am at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. He's part Italian, he's part Mexican, he's part Mutt. His family calls him Antonio Macbeth. To us, he's Tony Macaroni.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
Do you know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
As an intern.
You don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
All those of you that know Italians and like Italians, this is your day.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wok, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
You can act like a man. What's
the you? You can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
How come there ain't no Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm going to choose my words very carefully. I think you're a psycho.
Now, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
You ask a question every week that I don't know anything about.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hey, T-Mac, just in time to get to the music, man. How are you?
Yeah, that was great timing by you. See, there it is. But, Big Dog, yeah. I'm fantastic, and I'm here to help take your Colin Sexton tweet a little farther about Trae Young wearing his shoes. I have a business opportunity. Me and Colin Sexton can start a wig business. Colin Sexton wigs, I'd wear one, or I could just, take him to a barber.
You would think between Colin Sexton and John Petty that all the Alabama fans would be wearing that Colin Sexton wig. All right, Smoking Mike, if you can just hang around, I will get to you. I got to get Steve Maryland for a minute coming up here as well, and he just has a couple of minutes with us. But we're off and running from Baumhauer's in Hoover. I'm Tom Abraham. It's football/basketball Friday here in the doghouse at 7:30, 103.9 AM.
Sports Radio, The Ump, because we care.